Well, after having a long talk with Coach Mangino and my position coach, Coach Reagan, they both felt like it was that time to come on out and bring my talents to the next level. They felt like I didn't have nothing else to prove after a 12-1 season. After talking to Coach Mangino, I felt like we can win a national championship if I came back another year. And he was like, well, when you're hot, you need to come on out. He felt like that your talents was ready to go to the next level, and I felt the same after speaking to him. I trust him. Basically, when I signed letter of intent 4 years ago, my trust went to him, and I trust his decision. He know way more than me. Coach Mangino has been in plenty of places, so when he said that, I knew it was my way.
Would you rather have you back for another year?
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It says something about him that he let you go and he can still have.
Oh well, yeah. We had a long talk, and I asked him, "Did you want?" He said, "I would love." He said, "I love." His words were, "I would love for you to come back. Love for you to come back." But it's a whole year, and you never know. And he said, if you have more hours to graduate, he said, I'll tell you to come back. But because you just have 15 hours left to graduate, I want you to go.
What did the committee
do? Second, third. Yeah. Oh, it helped me a lot. A lot of people, all the coaches asked me, was it a problem? And I told them, nah, because moving the right side and the left side, it really wasn't no problem. I just had to feel like I had to protect Todd Reeson better from the left side because he can't see. So I just went in there this year knowing that I have to protect his blind side at all times. No, it wasn't. It was in the spring, and it wasn't no adjustment period at all. I just took it and ran with it. University of Houston. I only played 1 year of football ever in my life, and that was my senior year in high school. And so I wasn't heavily recruited. I was just recruited from Kansas, Houston, McNeese, Southern, Grambling, and Iowa State. Yes, I was suspended for 3 plays, the first series of the game of the Toledo game, because of we was doing conditioning drills the week of the Toledo game. And the leader that I am, I felt like that I needed to let Coach know everybody was dying, everybody was tired. And I guess he took it the wrong way. I said the wrong things to him, he felt. And he summoned to the locker room. 5 minutes later, I went up to his room and I apologized, wrote him a letter, et cetera, et cetera. We was cool ever since then. He just wanted to know, he just had to show the young kids what not to say. And so it was good. He said it was 3 plays. He gonna get me right in and everything was cool. Well, for one, I only played 1 year of football all my life. I was like 6'3½", 6'4", 220. And I played defensive end. So when I'm pretty sure Coach Mangino had in his mind that he was going to move me to O-line. But after having Charlton, Keith, and Jeremiah Ashley. So I didn't know that 6 months in my 04 year, they moved me to O-line, and I was fine with it. Because I was a basketball dude. I thought I could make it in basketball. I thought I could play basketball. It turns out I couldn't jump worth of nothing. So, yeah, all my friends was playing football my senior year. And so I felt like I didn't want to be the one left out, being going home after school every day. So I played football. Yeah, we met individual meetings yesterday, last night, but that was about it. Huh? With the Raiders, with the 49ers, Seahawks, Colts, Chiefs, Falcons, Miami, and I love them all. I couldn't really tell. I can't really tell what goes on in their mind. I really can't look for it because I know the draft is so long away. But they was just asking me regular questions like everybody else. Oh, I love to play for anybody. I mean, it's a National Football League. I'll play for anybody.
Which Toledo game? This year?
This year. Oh, athletic ability goes a long way. A long way. Coach Reagan used to tell me week by week, every day, that my athletic ability will get me looking good in college. But because I'm going pro now and I turn pro, he tell me every day when I talk on the phone with him that make sure I work on my technique, because the only technique goes so far in the NFL.
Yes, sir. What's that mean? That you got to keep yourself
Well, just talking with my roommate, Key, we just know that we need to start a new trend. It's really ain't been nobody since Dana, Stubblefield, and Gilbert, and a couple of more guys after that. So having a Key going high in the first round, and hopefully I can slide in the first round, and we got to start a new trend. We went 12-1. That was a new trend, best ever. So I loved it, man. We just love every minute of this. Toughness, athletic ability, being a leader in a few years. Even if I come in there a rookie, I just want to play and hurry up and play. Basically, I just want to give all I have to the NFL team. It's my job. It's a job now, and I just want to take advantage of that. I can play either. I can play guard, center, anybody draft me. Whatever they want me to play, I'll play.
Couple more questions.
What'd you say? Oh, yeah, I block. I mean, even though he a K-State cat, I mean, I block for anybody. Like I said, I play for anybody. It don't matter. Basically just hanging around the hotel and have my roommate is Jake Long, and we work out in Tempe. It's just competition, really. I mean, we all good friends. We all cool. No hard feelings, nothing like that. We know that draft is a long, far away from here. It's going to be competition through this whole week, and we're just trying to get better and trying to get drafted.
If you work out with Jake Long, what do you
see
with Jake Long?
He the best. He number one.
What makes him?
He's 6'7". 313, whatever he weighed in today, and long arms. He moved very well. He moved like me, and I'm 6'5". So I feel like that's a plus for him. He's number one for a reason.